Tell me your name.
My name's Orion the Sergal.
Orion, that's a great name.
Yes, indeed.
Orion, what kind of species are you?
I am a northeastern Sergal. A Sergal is a fictional species created by Mick, a Japan artist and author. It's referenced off of wolves, kangaroos, raptors. They all incorporate into this one species.
So tell me, you're 19, 18?
I'm 20.
How did you find out about this?
Initially, I just always enjoyed the artwork. The coloring, the way the artwork was, the softness of the way the fur looked in artwork drew me to the fandom initially. And I met my maker when I went down to MTAC with my girlfriend. In Nashville, Tennessee.
When you say you met your maker, what does that mean?
The maker of my suit. And I met her down there, and I loved hers, and I ended up commissioning her the next day. I sent her an $800 payment the next day.
And this, I don't think, is just an $800 suit. This is probably more.
Yes. Actually, $1,600.
Oh, good work.
Yes. I got a discount because it was the first Sergal she had ever made.
Why a Sergal? What about this drew you in so much?
I've always appreciated the fact that they were just this feral, fierce-looking creature that just is so dopey at heart. They're just stupid, and I love them so much because they're dorks and they don't know what they're doing half the time. They're gullible, but they look so mean and vicious.
It's got like a dragon face, but a short snout. Uh-huh. But you've got the big kangaroo legs. Do you have an SPH?
No.
No, this is not a sex suit for you.
No, not at all.
Is that your girlfriend?
This is my maker, actually.
Your maker! Hi! Oh, I love your outfits. I'm learning about Sergals.
Correct. Ah, okay. You got it.
Does your girlfriend do this with you as well?
Yes, my maker. She is actually in the process of constructing my girlfriend's suit.
Okay, and is it going to be a matching suit?
No, actually hers is her own creation, completely different from mine, and she's also a Dutch angel dragon.
And I've heard that what people choose has a lot to do with sort of sexual pecking orders. What are characteristics of people who love to be angel dragons?
The angel dragons don't actually have genders or like genitalia, so they're usually the innocent ones. They're the ones that are not going to touch that kind of stuff.
Whereas Sergals are actually
horny motherfuckers.
Yeah, I will admit to that.
Okay.
Primarily, Sergals are seen as more dominant creatures because they have the tendency to be fairly aggressive. It's in their nature to be aggressive, but they're still dopey.
Okay.
They're absolutely.
So they'll try to rape you, but they'll fuck it up.
They'll screw it up somehow. Absolutely. Okay. They'll screw it up.
If you could explain this to people who don't understand like what a beautiful, loving community it is, could you give me just a little bit of an explanation of what it's given to you?
Being a furry has opened a lot of doors to me and saved me from a lot of depression. I work as an emergency medical technician and full-time as on an ambulance.
Jesus Christ.
There's a lot of things you just don't forget. You just stick in the back of your head, you compartmentalize. But being a furry and this fandom being so accepting, so loving, when you see all the evil in the world, it's nice to realize that all of this is the good in the world that is also there too.
Is your girlfriend here now?
No, my girlfriend is actually at home still.
You're just with your maker today?
Yes.
And you guys have a non-sexual relationship?
I'm working on it.
So, would you want to be her pet or your pet or like what?
Nothing, I just want to date her too.
You want to also date her?
Yeah.
And your girlfriend's fine with that?
Oh yeah, she wants to date her too.
You want to have like a threesome
relationship?
A poly.
It's called a polyamorous relationship.
She's much older than you are, isn't she?
A little bit, a few years.
Okay, and why would she go out with a younger... A kangaroo dragon hybrid.
I don't know.
You're just going to try?
I'll hope for it.
And what you're growing up, did you love high school?
In middle school, I was completely bullied. People just didn't like me. It led to suicide attempts, stuff like that. And it was a hard life. My voice is wrong and that I'm probably gay.
Your voice is wrong.
Yeah, I've got apparently
you're not gay. You're trying to fuck two different angel dragons. And it's weird that you pick women who want to be a non-sexual dragon.
We're Sergals. We're dopey. We're going to go after what we can't have sometimes. I was actually homeschooled. I did not.
Were you?
I never was in a public school setting, and that isolation really gave me time to research, to look things up. Because that's what I do in my free time. I just, I'm always typing away at something.
Right.
But it worked out the way it did and what happened and the way it needed to happen. And I wouldn't be here if things didn't happen the way they did, so I wouldn't change it.
So you think furry has kind of saved your life?
I think so.
And if not furries, what else do you think could have attracted you so greatly? There's lots of fandom stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I used to watch Doctor Who. I used to be into all the sci-fi stuff. I'm a huge Star Wars nut. Love Legend of Zelda, stuff like that. All of that incorporated into the fact that I went to anime convention, which led me to meeting furries, which led me to being here now.
So anime is like the gateway drug.
Anime's always been the gateway drug. Japanese culture has been that way. Cat girls will get
you. So do you jerk off to like animal stuff, or do you like...
No.
No,
absolutely
women
not.
Jerk off to actual porn. No.
I only jerk off to my girlfriend. I get laid enough. I don't need to.
So what? We both jerk off to porn. What's the difference? I mean, doesn't everyone watch porn?
I mean, I really stopped after I kept getting laid like every day.
God, that's so dope. How do you go to the bathroom in these things? Do you take the whole fucking thing off?
You just got
to
take it off.
Oh, God. So when you go to the men's bathroom at these conventions, is it just a mess? It's just like dudes like disrobing.
I'm an EMT. I've held my bladder for 24-hour shifts straight. I don't play. I can go ahead and I'll make it back to my room in time.
Okay. Well, you've been just the best. Have the best rest of your convention and good luck fucking your maker. It sounds so sexy, too. She seems more aggressive than you to me.
We'll see.
I just like you so much.
If she wants to be in a relationship with us, then we'll go for it.
So, does she have a boyfriend?
That's in the process of ending.
You're like really into her.
Very much. I'm very into her.
I won't tell her. Secret's safe with me.
Fantastic.
She seems like she likes you too. She got a little territorial when she walked over here.
I hope so.
Maybe it made her jealous.
I hope so.
I'm gonna go hug you in front of her.
Thank you to Orion the Sergal for sharing his life with me. We've got a couple more interviews coming your way from the Midwest FurCon. I am freezing. The bomb cyclone has got me chilled to the very, very bone. And wherever you are, I hope it is sunny. You've got a Corona with a small wedge of lime in it. And there is a beautiful guitar just sort of playing softly in the distance. I'm going to dream of moments like that to come, hopefully. Don't forget to check out all of my writings at thecools.com. I've got a lot of in-depth soul searching going on there. So if you feel for any reason that you haven't heard enough of how I feel or what's going on in the internal workings of my brain, feel free to check out that. As always, you can go on my website, www.zoenightingale.com, on my Instagram at Dr. Z Nightingale, on my Twitter at Genuinely False. Stay fucking warm, man. Get something fluffy to put on your feet that's waterproof. Get a small dog to shove in your sweater to keep you warm at night. So wherever you are in the world, sending you lots of love, guys.